Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show, a broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
And you can check him out at brianfutch.com and on Facebook. His name is Brian Futch, F-U-T-C-H. You can also find me, seeing as this is my, I think, third week, and you're listening to American by Design. I'm sorry, I should have opened that up for you. But you're listening to American by Design with your host, Pink Fisher, and you really can't catch me on Facebook or Twitter because I've detoxed myself from there. I'm away, okay? You can find me on MeWe, BingFisher.com, or Bing Fisher over there. And you can find me on Parler, Bing Fisher, same thing. I got off Facebook. I got off Twitter. I got off all that. I don't need it. I don't need it. I had 5 accounts on Facebook, ditched. Dumped. I got off Fox News. I'm listening to Newsmax and, you know, One America, that kind of, I'm listening to different things now. And it's really eye-opening. But you can call me. You can call in at 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And what I wanted to kind of talk about today is I wanted to give you some, let's get right to it. Okay, we have this Benninghoff in Pennsylvania, House Majority Leader over there, and he's not going to support President Trump, but you can call him, okay? It's 717-783-1918. And you can also call the district office at 888-285-6313. And tell them, you know, just ask them, how do you plan to support this this election? How do you plan to support your state? This is Pennsylvania. I watched a man the other night, I don't know, it was somewhere on the news, and he was going, you know, he said, we were looking at the people in Florida, and I used to live in Florida back during the Chad, hanging Chad days and all that, and he said, we were laughing at them. We were laughing at them. Laughing it up because they're so, oh, Southern or so imbecile, that kind of thing. And now what's Pennsylvania doing? What's Georgia doing? Maybe that's actually who the politician I was referring to was from Georgia. Georgia, of all states. The devil went down to Georgia looking for a vote to steal, and he came up with a whole shit full of them. Whole mess of them. It's unbelievable. This week, well, this year has been rough. I mean, for everybody I know, it's been rough for you, it's been rough for me. But this year has been particularly rough for, I would say, for liberals. Because they can't seem to get their act together. The party that once was for the people, that never really was. It never really was for the people. It never really got rid of slavery. It was the party of the Whigs and the Republicans got rid of slavery, not the Democrats. The Democrats want to hold people into slavery. That's why they introduce welfare. That's why they introduce things like food stamps and things like, affordable housing, where they build up just projects. They take up whole neighborhoods. They take over. And then all of a sudden you got nothing but drug. You got hood rats and you got drug infestation and you've got crime escalating through the roof. That's what these people are about. They don't care about it. When's the last time Black Lives Matter, another fascist group, a terrorist group, when's the last time that they ever did anything for a black person? Somebody, please. Bueller? Somebody. Never. Not that I know of. You know, I was watching Antifa and some rednecks get into it today. And the rednecks got the upper hand of that battle. They were beating the living snot out of these people. But they got the upper hand. And I was sitting there just laughing. I'm going, oh my God, I need to be there. I need to be there. I started thinking, it was just maybe 120 years ago. Think about it, people. 120, 130 years ago, England was, or Britain, if you want to call it that, they were the queen's bees. They were, England was the place to go to. I mean, England was not a superpower, maybe a superpower, I would guess. Not a megapower like we are. But here we are now. A megapower that we are. And we're being threatened from within. Not from without, but from within. There's a George Harrison song about that. We're being threatened from within. And we need to get some people in legislature, in the Congress, in the Senate, and the House that has a set of kahunas and that has a spine that will take and go ahead and arrest these people. Declare them terrorists, arrest them, put them in jail, because you're not going to fix this via a social type of remedy. It's got to be a semi-violent remedy, in my opinion. It's got to be. You're not going to fix the riots that are happening in this country unless there's some education and there's some law enforcement. It just ain't going to happen. Just ain't going to happen. I got a caller here. Let's bring him on in. 1111111111111. Hello, 111. Who are you? Hello? I guess they didn't want to talk. So, put them back on mute. So, yeah, we need to get some accountability. Because, you know, until these people are held accountable for what they're doing, stealing the vote, like you got this Ruby Freeman chick that her and her daughter are just so fanatical about stealing the vote. I mean, they're on YouTube. They're on everywhere. They're everywhere. And she's talking about, I just do what my daughter tells me to do. And her daughter's supervisor elections. Bringing out black crates, blue crates, leather crates from under a desk that was brought in. Running them through the scanners multiple times, 9 to 10 times, some affidavits say. We had one whistleblower, anonymous, didn't even have to give his frickin' name to get President Trump impeached. And we spent 3.5 years on that crap. Maybe longer. It might have been longer. We spent 4 years on that and nothing happened out of it. One anonymous whistleblower. Here we got thousands. Thousands of whistleblowers, and I'm telling you, as soon as, like I said, when the levee breaks, it's going to just all come downhill. It ain't going to go uphill. It's going to come downhill. And we need states like Pennsylvania. We need states like Georgia. We need states like Arizona, Michigan to fall because this election was not fair. Not even close. This is outright blatant fraud. And the news media, the lamestream media, they don't want to cover it. No, they don't want nothing to do with it. Where's Joe Biden? Where's Kamala? Huh? Where's Kamala at? Haven't heard a peep out of her. She's probably thinking, well, I might as well keep my Senate gig because I might be out of a job as vice president here. Donald Trump needs to stay in office, not concede, wait till the lawyers figure it out. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if it takes till next year. It's got to work because we will never, ever have confidence in our voting system again. I don't even think we do. Here we got a 120-year-old British regime that is, what, two-tier? Maybe? It don't take that long for Rome to fall. It don't take that long for the United States of America to fall to tyranny and to fall to democracy and to fall to these childish people that want us dead, that want capitalism destroyed, that want the Constitution overturned, that want to make up their own set of laws to go ahead and proceed. Like Chucky Schumer said, well, we won, so now all we got to do is win Georgia, and then we can rule the world, basically. That's what they want. Power. You know, there's a lot of biblical phrases. There's a lot of passages. There's a lot of music songs, actually, that talk about power and how corrupt it is and how when people get into this arena of politics that they just become corrupt. It's like Gollum with the ring. Yes, my precious. Yes. It's like Gollum with the ring. He can't get over the power of the ring. And it ends up where his demise is the demise of the ring. But the thing is that if you read the trilogy by Tolkien, then you'll understand what this power does to people. It corrupts. It transforms them. It turns them into people that you used to know. And all of a sudden now they're like all, I don't know, fluty, high and mighty. They don't even want to know you anymore. I've been around a lot of politics, a lot. And it makes my skin crawl. It makes me want to take a bath or a shower every 5 seconds because it just makes my skin crawl. These people are so polluted with their own mindset that they are the epicenter of the world. And it's the same thing like when you look at some of these news organizations around the world where you've got New York, California, and so on. These people think they are the epicenter of everything that is what they call right. They're full of themselves. They don't want to hear anything else about anybody else. They don't want to hear. All they want to do is control and make money. That's all they want to do. And it's sad. It's sad that we've come to this state where I'm sitting there and actually having fun watching a bunch of rednecks beating Antifa up. But Antifa is not anti-fascist. They are fascists. Black Lives Matter are fascists. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they are terrorist organizations, and they ought to be declared as such. Until then, we're not going to get rid of that scourge. But we can keep trying. That's what we have to do. We have to keep trying. We'll take a quick break.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Horseradish is not an instrument either. just got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure. There's always room for one more.
And welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And let me close this window. Excuse me. Yeah, it was just insane watching Ruby Freeman just walk around like she's just the king of the world. The big hoe on top of the ho-ho. And she's walking around like, yeah, my daughter Shay, you know, she got it going. I mean, I just follow her. I just do what she tell me to do. She just does what her daughter tells her to do, and her daughter's corrupt. And these people need to be arrested, like now. They need to be detained, at least, questioned. They need to be in jail. And if they did this, I think they should be tried for treason, because they subverted the Constitution of their own state, and they subverted the Constitution of the United States by committing an election fraud. And I think this is just me. Now, I don't know, it might be maybe just me. I know there's some people that were already arrested for election fraud in different elections. What do they get? Maybe 6 months, $1,000 fine. I think they ought to get 10 years in jail. Not the small house, the big house. 10 years minimum for election fraud, if convicted. These ballot harvesters and the people that are just, you know, Dominion, the people at CITL, they need to be held accountable. Somebody needs to be held accountable. We still haven't heard from Barr or Durham on their investigations into the Russian allegations and so on. We haven't heard anything about that. Nothing. We need to start getting evil on evil, because you're not going to get good on evil, and that's not going to cure anything. Not anything. You have to get evil on evil. Otherwise, we'll be in the same place we are right now, trying to figure out an election weeks, still counting votes weeks after the election. Seriously. Weeks. It doesn't take that long. Like I said earlier in the monologue, it doesn't take that long for a country to go asunder. And if the liberals get in power, it will be very quick. Because they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about the country. They don't care about capitalism. Think about it, capitalism. Wow, what a concept. A concept that was really just spouted out. It formed itself. It didn't need to be created by man. It didn't need to be created by a government. It didn't need to be created by socialists or communists who want to take all your wealth away. Capitalism wanted to spread the wealth by saying, look, you got a product, I'm here to buy it. It's a mutual thing. But these people, the radical left, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, other than rotting in hell, they need to be held accountable. They need to be called out every time they open their pie hole. They need to be called out. It's hard for me to do, right now because I don't have Facebook. I don't have Twitter. Like I said, I got rid of Fox News because they stood me up at the altar. I don't listen to anything other than the people I hang around with. There's people I go to work with, and you know, they're saying, "Hey, Bing, what's up? What's going on with the news? What have you heard?" Because we don't watch Fox News either. We don't pay attention to the news anymore. They've almost given up. And I try to cheer them up. I don't know how much cheering up I can do anymore. But yeah, they're in a bad way. They don't know what to think. And honestly, sometimes I look at them and I go, dude, this is what's going on. I don't know how to rectify it, but this is what's going on. Here, you can download Newsmax on your phone. You can watch news. You can get news. You can get informed. You know, you can be involved. But again, this Benninghoff guy in Pennsylvania, House Majority Leader, he needs a good call-in to 717-783-1918. And ask him, did he pull his head out of his ass yet? Ask him that. Tell him Uncle Bing said. Or you can call him 888-285-6313. When one state crumbles, the rest will fall. And it looks like they seized 22 voting machines. Rudy Giuliani did. 22 voting machines. And hopefully we can get some computer experts in there to figure out what happened. I think we all know what happened. We're not stupid. We're not ignorant. We're not a bunch of hillbillies. We know what happened. It was outright fraud. And the CIA was involved in it, FBI, in my opinion. And look, I want to say one thing, too. I followed a few groups a while back, and I did not realize, but until recently, and I unfollowed them, but they were QAnon type people. And look, I can only go down that road so freaking far, okay? They get off into the weeds so much, it ain't funny. And I ain't going there. I ain't going there. So if you're a Q person, stay off my channel. Don't even mess with me because I ain't got the time for it. I don't have the time to do this, to run a website, and everything else that I do. I don't have time for it. By the way, you can catch me on my website at bitemeinthebasement.com. I started that website. I just posted two or three articles today. I started the website out so that I was trying to flush Joe Biden out of hiding. Well, unbeknownst to me, I did not know he was hiding because they had the election rigged. That's why he was hiding. But regardless, I kept sitting there plugging away, plugging away, plugging away, putting new articles up, that kind of thing. And I finally got to a point now in my life where I think, oh, we got Mass Free America and Truth Sharks. Thank you. And I finally got to a point in my life where I just said, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do the website, get that straightened out. So I encourage you to join. It doesn't cost anything. If you want to contribute, that's fine. But bitemeinthebasement.com. And we're going to keep this going even after this election. I'm not going to change the name. It's going to still be the same name. So if you want to bite me, you can bitemeinthebasement.com. Anyways, the number to call in here is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And I'm speaking on under the behalf of Conservative Nation Media, who Robert Garding is a good friend of mine, and we talk a lot. We trade things and messages back and forth, and we've got a lot of promise and a lot of hope, and we're trying to do some good things for the future for Conservative Nation Media and for BiteMeInTheBasement.com. But you can check us out. Anyways, what I wanted to get to too is this woman. I keep going back to her. I don't know why. This Ruby Freeman. It's just she's so arrogant. Just like it's nonchalant to her to drop ballots that are illegal that we don't know. After hours, they shut down the polls. And after hours, and then they sit there and they drop all these ballots. They pull them out. Who knows how many, 6,000 ballots, 10,000, but they run them through 9 times. People, we are in. Have you looked for ammo lately? You can't find it. You just can't find it. It's not available. Gone. We are becoming, I wouldn't say Venezuela. I would say the early stages of Venezuela. We're becoming close to that. Like I said, 120 years ago, Britain was king. England was king or queen, however you want to say it. It doesn't take long for a country to fail when you got people that are trying to rule it that want you dead or that want to take over in whatever capacity. All they have to do is overturn one or two amendments to the Constitution, and they're done. This is what Marxism, this is what fascism does. This is what these people do. It's almost like a living for them. I've seen a couple polls that they were, you know, poll precincts, that they were giving out $20, $25 gift cards to people for bringing in illegal votes. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But that's where this country is going. I went to Germany twice when it was East Germany. I've got relatives back there, according to my history. And it was kind of strange. They don't really care about you going into the country, but they really worry about you when you leave. They want to strip search you. They want to do all sorts of strange things to you. Search under your car. I mean, it takes a long time to get out of East Germany, or it used to. It's not East Germany anymore. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. But it takes a long time to get out of the country because, you know why? Because they're scared of what you carry with yourself. The memories. They're so afraid. Of what, because they keep everything locked in. They keep everything locked in. They're so afraid of what you carry out. Not so much what you carry in. They love what you carry in. You carry in money. But they're afraid what you carry out. It was a fun time. I had a good time both times I was there. But it was eerily strange that I had to put up with that. Try going to a country or leaving a country and being strip searched. Just saying. Be right back.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals, hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he said Jim.
Photon torpedo.
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, open hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
It still is way too slow.
Warp 5, sir.
It still is.
What happened, Lucy? That's stupid. My computer sometimes locks up. It's frustrating, yes. But we'll get through it. We'll muddle through it, just like we normally do. I want to check on a couple things here. But, yeah, getting back to Ruby Freeman and her daughter is Shay something. She's got a different last name, totally different. And you could tell that these two chicks are bosses. I mean, they are working it. And that's what Ruby says in the video. She's like, look, I just want to get to work. No, you want to get to work at stealing another person's vote is what you want to do. That's what you want to do. You're not wanting to go to work. You're wanting to steal somebody else's work. Somebody else's hard-earned work equals a vote that you just overturned multiple times. Multiple times. By the idiotic, foolish, and what these people don't think the cameras are on, they don't think people are watching them. I used to work elections, I still do, I work elections up here in Tennessee. I don't know if I'm going to do anymore. Depends on how this one goes. But I used to work them. They're flawless. You don't know who's winning until the end. Until the end. When you print out your zero tapes. When you print out your proof tapes. You don't know who's winning. Until you print those tapes out. And then you post some on the door so the press can see them. And the rest of them you put in the bag and put your ballot cards and that kind of thing in there. There's no shenanigans here in Tennessee. I'm just telling you. I would find it hard-pressed, and I'm a mechanical engineer, so I would find it hard-pressed to manipulate any of these voting machines. But with the Dominion service, anything that you connect to the internet, or that you can via a serial port or RJ45 port, anything like that is subject. And when you're going overseas with the ballot, I mean, look, people, this is going to come to a head, and it's going to come to a head either in the courts, and it's going to be overturned, and Trump will get 4 more years. I sincerely believe that. I know my wife and others are going, I don't know if I believe it. I trust the American people. I do. I really trust the American people. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust the media. That's why I'm pretty much out of the swampness. Because it's muddy. It's like 8 foot of mud in the swamp. And it's hard to get out. But once you get out, it makes you feel so good because you're away from everybody else. You're away from these cretins, these pusillanimous little idiots like this Benninghoff dude up in Pennsylvania, like Governor Cuomo up in New York. You're away from that slime, that scum. You don't have to take a shower anymore. Well, once a day is fine. If you don't have to do it every 5 minutes. These people breed corruption. You know, it's like, you know, you look back at author, actors that have kids that act and so on, and daughters that act and so on. And it's like, that's all they know how to do. They don't know how to run a regular job. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. They don't know anything except they're spoiled. And they think that their daughter or their son is going to be an actor too, just like them, following daddy's footsteps or mommy's footsteps. And the same with politicians. The same exact thing with politicians. Oh, I'm sorry, I had a little mental block right there. it happens to me, okay? I'm getting older. But I look at the world maybe a little bit different. Maybe it's a little jaded, but not much. Like I said, our country is fairly old. We tried communism at one time. It did not work. Britain, 120 years ago, like I said, was a powerhouse. Now we're nowhere. They're second tier. They're sitting on a bench. If anything, they're not even in the game. And that could be us one of these days. Could be us. Unless we start swinging back, unless we start taking our country back, it might be one piece at a time. I thought we already had it back with the Tea Parties and so on that I was heavily involved in. But I guess I was wrong, because I guess that can turn just that quick. It can turn just that quick. You think you got a good thing going on, and all of a sudden, it turned on you. All of a sudden, downside up came upside down. Now you're looking at Antifa. You're looking at cancel culture. You're looking at the PC crowd. You're looking at all the LGBTQ hold the male crowd, you know, wanting their stuff. You're looking at the homeless out there. Oh, we got a homeless problem. I saw somebody talking about this. We got a homeless problem in California. Where? Show me that. I did not know we had a homeless problem in California. I thought all these people just like to stay outside. I thought all these people just like to hang outside and hang out. That's what I thought. We got the same thing going on in my town, my little town here. It's a small town, but you see these tents popping up outside everywhere. Everywhere. I seen a Chinese woman today at a big rally they had. And she deals with homeless people and so on. And she was saying a lot of these people are mentally disturbed or suicidal, or this and that. And look, God love them. Get them help. Put them where they belong, in a home. We used to have where you could see somebody that was just not right and they were out on the streets and that kind of thing. You could call up and get them some help. Can't do it anymore. It's against the law. Violates their free speech, whatever it might be. In the meantime, they're sitting out, hanging out on the streets. And this Chinese woman was saying, look, I immigrated here from China. And she wants to see these people being helped. But you can't help them when you can't, when your hands are tied, you can't do anything with them. You can't call the police. You can't call the government to do anything with them. They won't listen to you. But she was adamant about helping them. And God bless her. God bless her soul. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And if the liberals gain control of the two Senate seats, look, I know Perdue and Loeffler are not the quintessential people that you would want to put in back into office. We have to do it. This is one of those hold your nose moments, okay? We've all been there. We've all been through it. But we need that assurance. Otherwise, we are toast. Otherwise, we are toast. We got a caller here. I don't know if they just want to listen or they want to talk, but welcome to American by Design. Hello? 111. I always get leery about calls like that, but I don't know who it is. Anyways, we got a few minutes left. We talk about the mask. I'm trying to read up on some of your stuff. Black by color only, yes. Yeah, we got shows on CNN. We're trying to get some more. So if you know anybody that wants to donate a little bit of time, even if it's just a half an hour, an hour every week, get a hold of me or Robert Garding on New Wise Conservatives show or anybody on this network. We got links and so on. Like I said, if you join Bite Me in the Basement, you'll find everybody there. Pretty much, Vincent, everybody's there. So if you join me over there, then you can go ahead and drop a post or a message or go in the forums and just chat your head off. We're trying to do the best we can. We're not Mark Zuckerbergs and that kind of thing. We don't have like unlimited streams of money, but we're doing what we can. And so far, my website's doing pretty good, or our website. Let me say our website, okay? Not mine. It's ours. It's what you make it. I really could use authors, people that want to write content, that want to come over to bitemeinthebasement.com and write articles. And I can help you with it if you feel that, you know, you need help. It's a WordPress site, so it's a little bit strange, but we can make it work. We can make it work. I've been around a lot of politics. I've been around a lot of people. And like I said, I had to drop, I don't know, 600 some odd people that were following me that maybe depended on what I thought, you know. And I had to pretty much drop all those people on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter I never really was a big fan of anyways. But, you know, I dropped all of those just so that I can pursue what I want to do. I ran Traditional American Movement for a long time. I ran that website, and that website actually did better than Judson Phillips, Tea Party Nation, that kind of thing. It did a lot better than those people. And I don't have no problem with that. You know, it's all like a competitive game, I guess, in some aspects. But I wanted to leave you with this. And it's really something that you need to think about. Because I think the other night when President Trump was up there talking, I think he was kind of leading up to this, totally sure, but it sounded like during his speech that he said, look, I have a constitutional right to uphold the I have a right to uphold the Constitution. I have a desire, or not a desire maybe, but he has to uphold the Constitution. He swore on that. Dear Mr. President, We will not stand by and watch foreign and domestic enemies further destroy our constitutional republic. 80 and more million of us request that you use the Insurrection Act, suspend the December Electoral College vote, and set up military tribunals immediately to properly investigate and resolve the cyber warfare 11-3-2020 election issue. Excuse me. Further, we request you suspend the January 6th Georgia Senate runoff race and the January inauguration until this issue is resolved. Excuse me. That's what I think the president was leading up to. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. It doesn't come to martial law. It doesn't come to invoking the Insurrection Act. But just be prepared. Every day, something new is happening. On that note, love y'all. Mask Free America, True Sharks. Thanks for dropping on in. Other people that I don't know of yet. So thank you. And I'm going to leave you out with Brian Futch real quick. And one thing before we go, let me just play this. If it'll play. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Well, that ain't gonna play. I don't know. Something locked up on my mixer. Anyways, I'll leave you with Brian Futch, and you can catch him on brianfutch.com or Brian Futch over Facebook if you're still over there. If you're not, catch me at MeWe or Parler, Bing Fisher. And you can also sign up to our website, bitemeinthebasement.com. Good night. God bless you all. Seriously, God bless you all. Thanks for listening. I know.
dad handed down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day, long after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. I am America.
Brian Futch, such a beautiful song. You can catch him at brianfutch.com or over on Facebook. And you're listening to Conservative Nation Media with your host, Bing Fisher, and American by Design. Check us out. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Good night, guys. Love y'all. Peace. Goodbye.